What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Like an undertaker, if I was able to monetize this series, I would have complete and total job security. But alas, my channel is too raw and unfiltered for the normies to accept. However, we're still gonna keep moving forward. As I told you, gentlemen, more and more men of advanced and elderly age in long-suffering marriages were going to put on the mask. And here we have another man who decided, you know what? I'll go ahead and sign up for the three hots and a cot retirement plan. Yep, we have another one. Now, this article was published on the 19th of March. Bellefontaine man shoots and offlines his wife. Gentlemen, it would sound like this man got tired of biting the bullet in order to continue dealing with her. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to put the bullet to better use. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Kenton Quint, 66, of Bellefontaine, has been booked into the Logan County Jail on a charge of termination Tuesday evening, March 18th, after officers with the Bellefontaine Police Department responded to a shooting at his residence Tuesday afternoon. Quint was taken into custody after officers found his wife, Wanda Kent, 68, deleted at the residence at 322 Clagg Street, Bellefontaine. At 4:38 p.m., officers responded to the couple's residence after dispatchers received a 911 emergency call regarding a shooting that had occurred there. Upon arrival of the officers, they found a female victim with multiple gunshot wounds. The woman was deceased, and she was later identified as Wanda Quint. The scene was secured at the time, and detectives worked to determine what had occurred leading up to the deletion. The detective's investigation led to Kenton's arrest, and he was booked into the jail at 6:35 p.m. The investigation into this matter continues. The Bellefontaine Fire Department and EMS, as well as Logan County Sheriff's Office, assisted at the scene. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Behind closed marital doors lies a treasure trove of secrets between married people. However, as much as they try to keep those secrets from the public, eventually, we have an episode like this to where the man just explodes and puts on the mask. Now, people would say, oh, he must have been crazy. I say, no. He didn't wake up that morning and decide, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to have me some cornflakes, put a little sugar on them, read the morning paper, have a nice walk in the afternoon, come home and smoke my wife like a pack of cools. No, There had to have been a chain of events that led that man to finally go over his limit. Hopefully, he'll come out and say why he did what he did. But as a society, we're only stuck with his actions, not what led up to his actions. That's the story behind the story. But as usual, since it's a man, nobody cares. However, he's not the first. He definitely will not be the last. What more do I need to say about this gentleman? What more do I honestly and truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down at the home, obviously going to give that a 10. Method of execution, multiple times, obviously the problem-solving pistol, going to give that a 5. Psychological impact, of course, the boys in blue had to find our carcass, so we'll give that a standard 30. And for the brutality factor, once again, he shot up multiple times. So whatever they had, insofar as an argument or whatever led him up to that, yeah, he wanted to make sure he finished the job. So I'm going to give that a 20. So Kenton, quick draw, Kent gets a score of 65. Gentlemen, once again, there are more and more men who have decided, you know what? I'm done. Fuck it. Life behind bars is a better deal than life on the outside being married. Yeah, ladies, there are more men who are deciding that prison is a better life than being with you. But we continue to live in a society in which men's problems are simply shoved off to the side. So guess what? You can't get mad at men who decide, you know what? I've suffered long enough. I'm going to go ahead and kill this bitch, and I'm going to end my suffering once and for all. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, there was actually an AI song that talked about that. I'm going to find that. And I'm going to play a snippet of it. Hopefully I won't get nailed by YouTube. But as we all know, yeah, but I don't care either way. I'm going to find that song. But yeah, ladies, more and more of you really do not realize just how close you are to the man in your life deciding, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put this bitch down. Fuck it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out here in relationships, girlfriend, wife, hell, baby mama, even exes, you need to understand something. You need to understand something crystal damn clear. The power you think the society grants you, it will always go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the domestic violation laws, i.e. the Duluth model, to keep that man at bay, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, my phrase in this situation cannot be defeated. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will take action up to and including lethal action, as more and more men simply prove my point. A lot of you women, you're still drawing breath on this earth because of male restraint. And when that restraint goes, guess what? Prepare to be put down. Prepare to take that dirt nap. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.